So yesterday, when we talked about Bhagavad Gita, we were discussing there that the relation, how two realized souls will talk to each other. That's what, you remember? We talked about that yesterday. So there we have seen that we were talking about those two special instances in the Bhagavatam between the gopis and the wives of the brahmanas. How Krishna had the relationship between the gopis and the relationship between the wives of the brahmanas. So there we were talking about this, that Shastram is telling us that the purpose of self-realization is the goal. The goal is self-realization. The brahmanas had, wives of the brahmanas, they have heard from their husbands. They have heard from their husbands that the goal of life is self-realization. They knew about it. And they have heard about it, and therefore they never had much of a knowledge of the Shastram. But inside this, they were always thinking, who is going to give us this experience of self-realization? The brahmanas' wives were thinking this. Brahmanas' wives were thinking like this. And where will we get this? It is at that time that they came to hear about Krishna. While they were living in their villages. Remember yesterday what I said, that this incident happens on a particular day when Krishna came with all the cowherd boys, and they had a picnic. They felt hungry and they asked Krishna that they are starving. Krishna says, go and ask the brahmanas who are performing a sacrifice few miles away. The boys went all the way there asking them for the food. Brahmanas refused to give them the food. They came back and they told Krishna that brahmanas are not listening. Krishna says to them, go again and ask them, say that Krishna and Balram had come. They want food, they are hungry, and tell them to give some food. On my behalf, ask them for food. So they went back to the brahmanas' wives and asked them. Wives, as soon as they heard, they took all the what they were cooking, they took everything. And Bhagavatam says in detail about it, what all they have prepared. Carrying everything, they came to the forest to give it to Krishna, Balaram and all the cowherd boys who were present there. So how did this happen? Because they were already aware of spiritual side of the realization part of it, were known to them, because they have heard from their husbands that the importance of self-realization was known to them. Importance of self-realization was known to them. Not only that, they knew that Krishna and Balaram has appeared in this world, and they were able to understand from great personalities that Krishna and Balaram is nobody else than the Absolute Truth themselves have come to this world. So when they heard that, and they have already heard about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavanam, and although they were not participating in that directly like the gopis did, they did not participate in them. So it is in the Bhagavatam that they have filled their ears about the glories of Krishna. If you look into the 23rd chapter, you will see, they say there, ittitva dijabatnyastha yajnavadam punargadam te chan anasuyava swabhi stribhi satramaparayan. Sudeva Goswami is saying there about the wives of the brahmanas, that the ittitva dijabatnyastha, dijabatni means the wives of the brahmanas, yajnavadam punargadaham, that they come out of their houses, techa anasuyava swabhi stribhi satramaparayan. They gave up all that satram. Satram means what they were performing, what is known as angiras satram, which was actually originally created by Angiras Maharshi. That particular satram, they were engaged in that. Brahmanas were engaged in that. So they gave up that connection with that satram and then walked away from there. To know that, you have to look at those verses and see how Sukadeva Goswami is talking about that. When you read that, you can see straight away these wives of the Brahmanas were not ordinary people like the gopis were. Gopis were ordinary people. They needed a different relationship with Krishna. Whereas these wives of the Brahmanas, they didn't have that kind of relationship like the gopis had. It took 12 years for Krishna to make understand gopis what is self-realization means. After 12 years of association, gopis were purified, and in that process, eventually gopis were given the knowledge of the absolute truth. That comes later in the Bhagavatam. But with the wives of the Brahmanas, there was no such discussion, because Krishna knew very well, they know what they want. They know what they want. All that what they needed was direct contact with Krishna, and that is what has happened. Tatraika vidradha bhartra bhagavandam yadha ashodam krudo vaguhya vijahau deham karmanubandhanam. See how the knowledge was there. Deham karmanubandhanam. Gopis had no such knowledge. Gopis never spoke like this anywhere in the Bhagavatam. Before, you won't see that. Deham karmanubandhanam. The women of the wives of the Brahmanas, they knew that this deham, material body, is karmam. Karmam is this body. Body is not much different than the karmam. Due to the result of karmam, only this body has taken birth. Body has taken birth. So they going to see Krishna. Bhagavan abhigovinda sthaneivannena gopagan chaturvidhena shayitva swayam jabubuje prabhu. That they packed everything, all the prasadam for them, and gone to see Krishna. So here what happens is that you can observe this also. In any place, if there is a realized soul takes birth or lives, who realizes the truth, somehow he comes to the platform of self-realization, anyone who comes to see them, he will experience that. He will experience that Brahmanubhavam, or experience of the soul. So, so as soon as they saw Krishna, and they have heard about Krishna enough before, but they never had an opportunity to see Krishna. So, and they were very eager to meet Krishna. It was at that time, these cowherd boys have come and asked for the prasadam. And so they told the wives of the Brahmanas that they are hungry, and will you give us prasadam? They asked that. And they also said that Krishna has come. Krishna has come with Balaram. Brahmana didn't say anything. All the Brahmanas never said one word. They sat there performing their so-called sacrifice that was going on. So nothing they said. And when Krishna said to them, in the Bhagavatam it says that due to the fear of Kamsa, they didn't want to speak. Ramanas also knew that it was improper for them to deny giving such an opportunity given to give prasadam to Krishna. It was a great mistake that they have committed, which they realized later. So, but they knew that what they have done was a wrong thing. But Sudeva Goswami says there, the mistake was that they were frightened of Kamsa. That if they have taken prasadam and given to Krishna and Balaram, and if Kamsa comes to know about that, they were frightened about their life in this world. So here you will see that Krishna says to them that go and ask them to their wives, and they will give you prasadam. And that is why you will mention, it mentions here in the Bhagavatam that tadubhagarnya bhagavan prahasya jagadishwara vyajahara punar gopan darshayan laukikim gadhim. He says here, adubhagarnya bhagavan, that cowherd boys, when they came back and mentioned to Krishna that they refused food, Krishna says to them, materialists are like that, he says. Materialists are like that, he says. Tadupakarnya Bhagavan Prahasya Jagadishwara. Krishna Jagadishwara, he smiled. Hearing this, when they refused, he has to smile. Only he could do was to smile. What else can you say? Why has he smiled? You see, Brahmanas are sitting there and performing this yagam for what? To please the absolute Krishna, Supreme Personality. And he himself is coming and asking your food, and they say no food for him. So that's why he smiled. He couldn't do anything else except to smile, seeing there that ajnanam in them. So he says, tadupa akaranya bhagavan, when they came and said this to him, prahasya jagadishwara. Jagadishwara means Krishna. Jagadishwara prahasya. He just smiled. And then vyajahara punar gopan darshayan laukikim gadim. Vyajahara Punar Gopan. Again, Krishna says to the cowherd boys, go, go again. He says, materialists are like that. He says, because materialists, what is materialist nature? They weigh up everything before they do anything, isn't it? That is the materialistic nature. It's not very spiritual, is it? Everybody weigh up. Is there any profit in that? What is in it for me? And then they will do something. Otherwise, they won't do it. Is it not? So, that's why Krishna is smiling. Vyajahara punar gopan darshayan laugigim gadim. He says, Maam yabayada patnibhya sa sangarshanam agadam dasyandi kama annam vas nigdhama yushidadhyaya. He says to them, Maam yabayada patnibhya, go and tell them, the wives of the brahmanas, sa sangarshanam agadam, I have come with Balaram. You tell them like that. It was the same day, this incident, there was a, this is the devotees have developed this story from this. This is not very directly spoken in the Bhagavadam, but there's a hint of that also. Based on that, devotees have developed a story about that. Probably you may remember we talked about that in the Bhagavadam. What was that? For a long period of time, Radharani was saying to Krishna that you are going to the forest with all the cowherd boys, all your friends. You never take me there, he said. So Krishna says to Radharani, you can't come with us. We are all boys going together. We have our own way of enjoying life. And you cannot come with us, he said. So Radharani, every time when she sees Krishna, that she'll complain this. So one day out of pressure from Radharani, Krishna said to Radharani, one day I will take you. One day I'll take you to the forest. Radharani wanted to know what Krishna is doing there in the forest with all the cowherd boys together. So Krishna said to Radharani that one day I will take you. Again he didn't take them for a long period of time. For many months it's gone like that. So finally one day when Krishna went to see Radharani, Radharani told Krishna, I don't trust you anymore. Because you always make promises, but he never took me. So Krishna says, I never had that opportunity to do it. So Krishna thought about it a lot, and then decided, he found out one excuse one day. How did he do that? It was Balaram's appearance day, birthday, Balaram's birthday. So on that birthday, Rohini said to Balaram, today you don't go to the forest. You stay here, and there is a lot of brahmanas will be coming here. And we have a lot of ceremonies to perform. After that, you should be present here to receive the blessings from the brahmanas. And there will be a big feast. Let Krishna go with the cowherd boys and they'll come back by the time. But you should be present here because I have to organize a lot of things like a mother will tell the children. So Rohini said all these things. So Balaram stayed back. So Krishna thought this is an opportunity that Krishna says to Radharani to dress up like Balaram. And Krishna, Radharani dressed up like Balaram, and Krishna took this new Balaram with him to the forest. So what happened that day was, Radharani dressed up like Balaram, but it is not easy. For Krishna to dress up like a woman is easy. You have seen that, Mohini Murti, in the Bhagavadam. If you read that, it didn't take very long to become Mohini for Krishna. But Radharani to become Balaram is a bit difficult. The other way. It was not easy for Radharani. Radharani's face, Radharani's eyes, Radharani's sweetness is not there in Balaram's face. So Radharani to become like Balaram is very, very difficult for Radharani. So that particular day, Radharani struggled very hard to dress up like Balaram. And when Krishna came up with all the cowherd boys to go to the forest, as soon as Radharani's house, they were passing through, Krishna has told Radharani to join the crowd. Nobody knew about this. None of the cowherd boys, no one knew that it was Radharani who was coming as Balaram with them on that day. That nobody was aware of that. So because of all this dressing business in the morning, Radharani couldn't eat anything that day. Radharani was very hungry. So Radharani was very hungry and all the cowherd boys also feeling very hungry. And Krishna was with the Radharani and Radharani was taken the position of Balaram there in the forest. Nobody knew about it. So Krishna is sending this message to wives of the brahmanas. Tell them that Krishna and Balaram had come. They need prasadam. You tell them like that. So they came with all the prasadam. When they came with all the prasadam, Krishna and Radharani sat next to each other, or Krishna and this new Balram sat next to each other. Krishna said to Radharani, you should never say one word. Be very grave and very quiet. Never say one word, because if the truth comes out, then it will be trouble. They'll come to know, everybody will come to know in the Vrindavanam also. It'll cause problem for them that Radharani has come like this. So Radharani was completely quiet, never spoke anything. But she was very hungry as well. And Krishna said to her that whenever prasadam comes, I'll tell them to serve you first. And you eat as much as you want so that you're not feeling hungry anymore. All these conversation between Krishna and Radharani has happened before they had come. So the wives of the Brahmanas, they had come, and sa sangrashanam agadam yatvada patni shalayam drishtva sina sulankrada natva dijasadir gopa prashridamidam abruvan namo vipravatnibhyo nibhodadavajam sina ido avidure charada krishnene heshida vayam. So they brought prasadam there, and they started serving prasadam to all the cowherds. They all sat in a line, and they themselves started serving the prasadam to all of them. So when Krishna sent these boys to them, and they were bringing prasadam from there, while some of the brahmanas' wives were not allowed to go, they were locked up by the brahmanas there. So here you can see those women who were left there behind, they gave up their body. They gave up their body because of that separation from Krishna. When they were locked up inside the room, they left the body and went. So, and they could not, because they could not go and see Krishna. Here what you have to notice is that this relationship between wives of the brahmanas and Krishna is not like the way the gopis had their relationship with Krishna. Here, what the relationship is, the wives of the brahmanas had the desire for liberation, mumukshatvam. Mumukshatvam is there. Whereas for the gopis, it is lust. It is lust. Jara alpana nadu paramalpanaya smarandi. It says in the Bhagavadam. Jara alpana, that is why Sudeva Goswami uses the words very carefully. He says, Jara alpana, gopis are like Jara buddhi. Jara buddhi means this relationship gopis had with Krishna. Nadu paramalpana, not like a seeing Krishna as the super soul, Andaryami, Paramalpa. That relationship is not there in them. But gopis' mood is one mood, and their, the wives of the brahmanas, they have a different mood. So, these people, these gopis, wives of the brahmanas, they knew why they were coming, because they knew that the final goal of life is realizing Krishna. Realizing Krishna means self-realization, in other words. So, they are coming to them, to Krishna, with that mood of self-realization. Mumukshavaha. That means if you say it in the Bhagavadam, you will see in the words here that Tastada Tyakta Sarvasha. This is about the wives of the Brahmana. Sudeva Goswami is saying this. Tastada Tyakta Sarvasha Prapta Alpa Didarkshaya Vijnaya Akhila Drag Drashta Praha Prakasita Nana. When the wives of the Brahmanas came, they are seeing Krishna not like the way gopis are seeing Krishna. They are saying, Tastada Tyakta Sarvasha. They have no more material desires inside. Freedom from all kinds of desires. And Prapta Alma Didarkshayam. They are saying that it is that soul inside is present in front of them as Krishna. As Krishna who is present in them. So it is that way that this is a very important thing to know. Why I'm saying this is, depending on the devotee or depending on the person who is engaged in spiritual life, you will see Krishna. Depending on your understanding of Krishna, you will see Krishna. It's not that Krishna will come and tell you, I am Krishna, I am like this. No. Throughout Bhagavadam, you will see this. This is an important aspect of spiritual life. That whatever vasanas we have cultivated inside, it is on that basis your realization will be with Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, your realization will be based on that. So that is why here gopis had one type of desires, one kind of relationship, accordingly reciprocation from Krishna. These devotees, wives of the brahmanas, they had another relationship with Krishna. That is what it is said here. Jaralpana nadu paramalpanaya smarandyam. It says, they did not look at Krishna at all in the Jarabuddhi. Jarabuddhi means the way the way the gopis related with Krishna. Paramalpanaya, they always saw Krishna as the super soul in everyone. They knew that before, prior to that. So therefore, their relationship was like that, and Krishna showed himself in front of them, and that is what is mentioned here, that Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barha Dadu Pravala Nadavesham Anuvradam Se Vinyastahastam Itarena Dunanam Abjam Karnotpalalaya Kapola Mukhabjahasam. This is a famous verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How Krishna presented himself in front of the wives of the Brahmanas. Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barha Dadu Pravala Nadavesham Anuvradam Se. Just like a person who is dressed up for acting in a drama. Some people dress up for drama, isn't it? Or film also. They have to dress up for a particular role. So similarly, Krishna was here fully dressed up in front of them. And Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barham. That Krishna was wearing a garland of Vanamala. That is famous, Krishna's Vanamala. Vanamala is famous. Vanamala means the flowers from the forest. A garland was made out of it and Krishna was wearing that. And Dadu Pravala Nadavesham Anuvradam Se. And like a film or a drama actor, Krishna was moving around with Radharani next to him. Our Balaram, new Balaram with him. Vinyastahastam Idarena Dunanam Abjam. And one hand, Krishna had a lotus flower. And he kept on moving it like this. The lotus flower. Vinyastahasam. Vinyastahasam means keep on, how do you call it? Rotating. Oh, yeah.
Whirling.
Ah, whirling, yes. Like that. Vinyastahasam idarena dunanam abjam karnotpalalaga kalapola mukhabjahasam. And Krishna had eardrops as well, which was reflecting on Krishna's cheeks. And Krishna looked so beautiful with the smile as well. So that beautiful form, that is what Krishna has shown to them, to these wives of the Brahmanas. Shyamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barham Dadu Pravala Nadavesham Anupradam Se Vinyastahasam Idarena Dunanam Abjam Karnotpalalaga Kapola Mukhabjahasam. And after showing all that to him, Krishna gave this this form to them. And says, Tastada Tekta Sarvasha, Prapta Altma Didrakshaya, Vijnaya Agila Drashta, Praha Prahasidanana. Sudesu Swami, you can see here, when this darshanam was given to the wives of the Brahmanas, he talks about the consciousness of the wives of the Brahmana. To specifically to tell us that they were not in the same category as the gopis were. This is important. That's why this was spoken there. Otherwise, there was no need to say this. What does he say? Tastada tyakta sarvasha prapta altma didrakshaya. That self-realization, mumukshatvam, and freedom escaping from the cycle of birth and death was their topmost priority over everything else. And vidya akhiladrak drashtaha. Akhiladrak drashta. That is a Vedantic word it is. It is from the Upanishads that. Drukka drashtava. Two things, isn't it? That drukka is the one who is seeing, and drashta is what is seen, drishyam. So here he is using the word vidya akhila druk drashta. Akhila druk drashta means one who is actually seeing everything. Actually, we are not seeing. Krishna is seeing. We don't see anything. Krishna inside each one of us sitting there, he is seeing everything through our eyes. Krishna is smelling everything through our nose. Krishna is hearing everything through our ears. Krishna is tasting everything through our tongue. That is the proper way it is. Unfortunately, we are thinking we are doing it. This is in our illusion, we think like that. So that is why it mentioned vijna akhila drik drashta. Everything Krishna is experiencing. The soul who is present everywhere, which is Krishna. And praha prahasida nana. That seeing this, it mentions here that this particular form, what Krishna has taken at that time, that that is as though Krishna appeared also as a Mahayogi, as a great Yogeshwara in that way. So, on the other hand, in different places you will see Uddhava addresses Krishna as Yogeshwara, isn't it? Arjuna saw Krishna as the Parthasarathi, the driving the chariot. That was Arjuna's form, what Arjuna was used to, Krishna's, that particular form. Bhishma, Arjuna, all of them who were in the Mahabharata war, they saw Krishna's that particular form. That's, they were attracted by that. Gopis were attracted in another way. And here that you can see a special form for the wives of the Brahmanas. Krishna has exhibited there. So, as though he has dressed up for dressing up, dressed up for a drama in that way. So, all the jnanis are also like that. This is trying to understand that from the Vedantam side, if you look at it, all the jnani, if all the jnanis are like that. When jnanis, when in their fully realized state, if anybody comes up to them, that relationship with the jnani and the person who is visiting them will be in this level. In this level, they will see, because jnanis can see through our weaknesses inside. They will read our subtle body from outside. They can read our subtle body from outside. And that is why they say that you have to be very extremely careful in their presence. In their presence. Because the problem is that in such great souls, in their presence, all our vasanas will come out from inside. And that can cause sometimes problems also. So, therefore, nothing amazing here that Krishna was standing there and with a lotus flower in the hand. And also, what else was he doing? He was holding on to what the tail of a calf. The tail of a calf as well. And this is the darshanam they have given to the gopis. So, when they saw Krishna standing there like this, from a distance itself, they have embraced Krishna in their heart. They embrace Krishna in their heart. Sukadeva Goswami, in order to bring this point a little bit more strongly, he says there, in one verse there, he says here, that this is the interesting bit. Prayashruta priyadamodaya karnapurair yasmin nimagna manasas tamathakshirandraihi anda pravesha sujiram parirabhyadabam Prajnyam yathapi matayo vijahur narendraha. He says here, Prayashruta priyatamodaya karnapurehi. Then they were absorbed in Krishna and they have heard about Krishna a lot. Krishna and Balaram, they have heard a lot about them. And they have filled their heart inside about knowledge of Krishna. They had. Yasmin nimagna manasa tadha tamatha akshirandrehi. That when they looked through the eyes and when they saw that form of Krishna standing there, anda pravesha suchiram parirabhyatapam, immediately self-realization happened to them. This is the immediate effect. Because they were completely matured to receive that experience. Krishna won't give it otherwise. Otherwise it won't happen also, unless you are ready for it. To stress that point, he's saying here, Anda praveshya sujiram parirabhya dabam. Immediately all distress has left them. That they have, at home they have upset their husbands, isn't it? And all that completely forgotten. Everything gone. And that tremendous bliss from that realizing the self has come. And in the next line he says, Prajnyam yathabhimatayo vijahur narendra. He says prajnyam. Prajnyam means what? That prajnya. Inside. This word is not used among the normal conversation. This word is only used in relationship with self-realization. Prajna. Prajna. Prajnanam Brahmam. You know Upanishad statement. Prajna. Prajnanam Brahma. So that prajna is never used in the normal conversation. You will never say to anybody prajna. Prajna is used only in relationship with self-realization. So Sudeva Goswami points out here, Prajnyam yatha abhimatayo vijahur narendra. That prajnyam, prajnyan inside, he has woken up inside. Right? Inside has woken up. That is what it is saying here. So, in other words, what is prajna means? Samadhi state. That's the samadhi state has happened to him. So, normally, daytime we have mind and in the jagrat sapnam state, isn't it? We are in the jagrat sapnam state. In the jagrat state as well as in the dream state, the mind goes out through what? Through the senses. Through the senses, it goes out to the world outside. To the world outside. That's what happens to all of us, isn't it? And this mind wanders around in this world whole day. In the waking state as well as in the dream state. In the night time, it stops this wandering around outside and goes inwards. Goes inwards. Which one? The mind. The mind. And what happens there? He goes and embraces the Swarupam. Swarupam means the soul. It embraces the soul. And similarly, Sudev Goswami is saying here, similarly he says, when they saw Krishna, they took Krishna inside in that way. To tell us that there is no difference between a jnani who takes Krishna inside or jnani, what do they do? Jnani who are conscious of, who have the knowledge and realization in the jagrat state and in the dream state. Like our mind goes out and wanders around in this world throughout the day. In the night, only in the deep sleep state, the soul, the individual soul, when it goes into Sushupti state, what happens? The mind dissolves, isn't it? The mind dissolves in the Sushupti, Layam. Layam happens at that time. It is at that time Jiva, the individual soul, he gets a release from this burden of life in this world. How? After a whole day of activity, he will be fully exhausted in the night. And in the deep sleep state, he gets embraced by the super soul. Krishna embraces Paramatma, embraces Jivatma, and sends him back in the morning after the deep sleep when he feels refreshed. Is it not? So we will say, doctors will say, oh, you had a good sleep, you take some sleeping pills and sleep well. They are thinking that the sleeping pills and a good sleep will, they also know that good sleep gives you, refreshes everyone. Only thing is they don't know that all these things are happening inside between the individual soul and the super soul. What's happening inside, that medical science have no clue about it. But they know one thing, that if they sleep well, when they wake up, they will feel refreshed. Well, they're refreshed. So, the whole day after wandering around, it goes inside. What happens after that? You experience that Sushupti's happiness when you wake up from there, isn't it? And that happiness is not a happiness of the world, it's a happiness of the soul. That's the important point. Remember, we talked about this before. Difference between happiness and anandam. Anandam is anubhavam. Happiness comes from senses, from sense enjoyment. Isn't it? Sense enjoyment. Everything what we do throughout the day is through the senses. And whatever happiness we are getting here is also through the senses only. It's not coming from the soul. But in this particular case, Sudeva Goswami is insisting and mentioning there very specifically here, prajnam, prajnam yatha abhimathayo vijahur narendra. Exactly like the way, he says, when they took Krishna inside them, they experienced the same way that all the distress has left them. All the distress has left them. So, because it was like that, they have taken Krishna completely inside, total realization of the truth has happened to him. So Krishna says to them, why have you come today? And in other words, the whole business was over in a few minutes. Everything was finished and there was not much of an instructions to them. There is no spiritual instruction there to them because they were completely matured to receive the instructions and told them. So now, if you say to them to go back, that is also, they say to Krishna, you can't tell us to go back because then your Bhagavad Gita is wrong. They are saying to Krishna this. Because Krishna, what does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? Krishna says, if you come back to me, there is no more going back again. Is it not? So now we have come to you. Gopis also, sorry, not Gopis, this wise of the Brahmanas, they are very intelligent people. They have knowledge of the Upanishads and all knowledge is there. So they are saying to them, Your words in the Bhagavad Gita is Yad Gatvana Nivartande Tadhama Paramam Mama. That once you have come back to me, there is no question of going back. So why are you asking us to go back? That is how the gopis are asking this question to them. So what it means is that if you have got Krishna inside, there is no more growing up and accepting another material body again. In other words, we will use these two terminologies frequently, back and forth. Sudeva Goswami will say self-realization in one place, another place will say he has taken Krishna completely into the heart. And whatever it means is this, that for them realization has come, that they are not this body. They have come out of the bodily identity. That's the most important thing. So, you'll see there that he says here, the wives of the Brahmanas are saying to Krishna that Maivam Viborhadi. Oh, the whole thing is Upanishads they are discussing. Wives of the Brahmanas and Krishna. Between them, the Upanishads knowledge is discussed. But it is spoken in a way that Sudeva Goswami has to make that connection between the Upanishads knowledge and the words of the Brahmanas. It says, Maivam Viborhadi Bhavan Gadidim Nrishamsam. Satyam Kurushva Nigamam Tava Padamulam. That they are saying to Krishna, Maivam Vibhorhadi Bhagavan Gadidam Rishamsam. That what you are telling us now to go back doesn't look right, they say to him. They don't look right. Why? Satyam Kurushva Nigamam Tava Padamulam. That you are the person who is the truth. You are Satyam, isn't it? Satyam is Krishna. And once somebody has reached there, Tavapada Moolam, Krishna's lotus feet, there is no question of going back from there, is there? They are asking this question. His question is asked in such a way that Satyam Kurushva Nigamam Tavapada Moolam, that we have come to you and we have got to the right place. And your word is that there is no going back again, according to you. So why is that? Praptavayam Tulasidama Pada Vasrishtam Kesherni Vodam Adhilangya Samastabandhuin. So, in the Bhagavatam, when these things were spoken, what else do we have to get it in life? They are asking Krishna. And in other words, as soon as they saw Krishna, they experienced a self-realization inside. And what was that? What is that self-realization means? That what they have experienced at that moment was pure consciousness, not personality, individuality. Individuality was not there. They were experiencing the realized state, in other words. And bodham, what we address as bodham. So, this is the one when, with the mercy of the spiritual master, in his association, a disciple should reach that state, a knowledge of the self. And on one level, it is the easiest thing to happen. On the other level, it's the most difficult thing as well. Because the reason is that we are studying all these things, keeping our same intelligence, what we use in this world, isn't it? And we also have this understanding with intelligence, and we can get this by our effort. By our effort. And once that is inside, by effort it is going to happen. It won't happen. Because it's not something what will happen with effort. You have to know that self-realization is not by effort it happens. It doesn't happen by effort. Because Prahlada is saying, this is already you got it. There's nothing to come from outside. So, so it is very difficult if you start thinking by my effort it will happen. On the other hand, what Krishna's point is, if you are willing to surrender, like the way the wives of the Brahmanas have done. They were so surrendered to Krishna, weren't they? In spite of all the other problems, they had problems with their husbands and they had no opportunity to see Krishna, but when they got the opportunity, because they were so surrendered inside, immediately they came and took advantage of that. That surrender is what pleased to Krishna. That surrender of the wives of the Brahmanas. So, like we acquire everything else in this world by our effort, and accordingly you can acquire different objects in this world, isn't it? Based on your effort, you can acquire like that. But Here, you can become anybody in this world by your effort. For example, people become prime ministers, presidents, or doctors, engineers, and lawyers, all kinds of things. In this world, they can become, or you can even become a terrorist if you want. There's nothing stopping you from becoming that. But all that can happen due to your effort, isn't it? But self-realization is not possible by effort. This is the most important thing. So here, what is important is not the effort. What is important is not whether you are putting effort or not putting effort. That is not the important point. Important point is you have to find out who is putting the effort. That's where everything is centered around that. And that means you are getting closer to the truth. Otherwise, our normal nature in this world is to keep on struggling, endeavoring hard, doing a lot of things. By doing, we want to get it. But self-realization is the only thing which you can't get it by doing. It's not by doing you get that. It's by finding out who is this person who is putting all this effort or who is trying to do it, everything. So that's why, whose effort? Some people have this doubt also. So when Krishna says this to Arjuna, why I'm saying all this thing is that when this universal form was shown to Arjuna, Arjuna's illusion melted away in this way. He started realizing that it is not by my effort I am going to realize the truth. If Krishna shows it to me, I will have it. This realization came to Arjuna at that point. That is the important point. So here, by showing this form to Arjuna, he says to them that so in that case, if everything is depending on Krishna's mercy alone, what's the point in us doing all this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam? We'll just sit tight, and when Krishna's mercy comes, one day, whenever it comes, we'll take it. Why not that approach? That is a relevant question, isn't it? Why should we hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita? Or why should we hear Srimad Bhagavatam? Why should we chant Hare Krishna? Why should we take prasadam? When Krishna wants to give it, let him give it. We'll take it at that time. This will come. So that is why Krishna is going to answer that in the next few verses. Because this will immediately come. This is the problem. If Krishna shows the universal form to Arjuna, Arjuna immediately understood it's not by my effort I'm going to make anything. I'm going to make it in my spiritual life. Arjuna came to that understanding after seeing the universal form. Because when he saw the universal form, he understood how tiny he is in himself, in this creation, and how big Krishna is in relationship with. He also understood by his own effort, it's not going to happen. Seeing that universal form, direct experience, isn't it? Anyone who sees the universal form will realize that. So, but that is a fact also, that by effort alone, you won't become self-realized. We can put a lot of effort into it, but it won't happen. It happens by Krishna's mercy, like the way it has happened to Arjuna. That Kripa Siddhantam, that is what it is. Normally, there are three things, isn't it? Kripa Siddhantam, sadhana, sadhana, through sadhana and through Kripa, and Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, Kripa Siddha. Three ways it is mentioned, three processes. Nitya Siddham, Sadhana Siddha, Kripa Siddham. Out of that, Sadhana Siddha is the beginning of everybody. They have to go through sadhana. And even if you receive Kripa from Krishna, it's only after passing through sadhana it will happen. It won't happen otherwise. Everyone eventually depend on Kripa only, Krishna's Kripa only. You can't do a bargain with Krishna. Look, Krishna, I have done so much sadhana for you. What have you done to me? You can't ask that question. It is completely dependent on Krishna's mercy. So, sadhana process is one eventually which leads into Kripa. Kripa Siddhantam comes from sadhana later. And the other one, which is the Nitya Siddha, they are people who have already perfected their life in spiritual life and they have already achieved what they have to achieve. So, here what Krishna is saying here that everything, you don't have to take it for granted that it's your effort that's bringing the results. So, by seeing me in this form, so only if you hear what Krishna is going to say now in the next couple of verses, that that Arjuna is seeing now in a different way. That shift in Arjuna's mind that you will see in the next verses, where Krishna says, that is verse number 10. Just a second. Yeah, 32. Yesterday we read that 32. It is why Krishna is going to say now. So in the last verse, you remember the fearful form of, we talked about it yesterday, why it is important to understand Krishna, both from the, as a sweet smiling Krishna and that frightening universal Krishna. Both are Krishna. We have to understand, accept both as Krishna. Otherwise, you can't say Krishna is always very nice. He only smiles and plays flute and gives sweets to everyone. And that is one aspect of Krishna. The other aspect of Krishna is always, can be very, sometimes very devastating, that nature. That is what that verse 31 was. Vakyahime go bhavan ugre rupo namostade deva vara prasida. When they saw that form of Krishna, they got frightened. Arjuna got frightened. That's why he's saying, Akhyahime go bhavan ugre rupa. Why this such a ferocious, frightening form? Namostude. I pay my obeisances to you, Deva Vara Prasida. He says to him, Vijnadum ichami bhavanda madhyam, nahi prajanami tava pravartim. Nobody understands what you are trying to do. And I would like to know about you. Vijnadum ichami bhavanda madhyam, nahi prajanami tava pravartim. So in answer to that, Krishna is answering that now in the next two verses. Let's look through that. Kalosmi loka kshekral pravardhom lokan samahartum iha pravartaham hridevitva na bhavishyanti sarve ye avastida pratyanikeshu yodhaham kalosmi loka kshekral pravardhom Logan samahartumiha pravartam Hrde vitva na bhavishyanti sarvem Ye avastida pratyani keshu yodhaham. So here Krishna is saying, Kalosmi, I am time. For what? Logakshagral pravardaham, to destroy the world. That is that aspect of Krishna. Logan samahartu iha pravartaha. Then, and I am ready to destroy everything. To destroy everything. Logan samahartu iha pravartaha. Then, hritve bitvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Even if you not help, you are not involved in this, e avastida prati nikeshu yodha. Even if you are not there, all of them who are present here in the battlefield, they will all die. Krishna is saying this to Arjuna. All of them will, even all of them will die. Krishna says, Kala asmi logakshayagar, loganam shayam karyodi, idi logakshayagar pravardho, vridhim gadaha. Iha asmin kale pravartaha, bhishma drona karna prabhadaya. What he refers to is, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, all of them will have to go. All of them will be gone. Sarve yebhya tava ashanga e avastida prati nigeshu anikam anikam prati nigeshu pratibaksha bodeshu anigeshu yodha yodhara. I am that time personified and I am busy at the moment in destroying this world. I am busy at the moment in destroying this world. Even if you are not interested, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and all of them who are opposite, they will all have to go. They will all be dead. They will all be dead. With full conviction, Krishna is saying this to Arjuna. So, and yasma devam, therefore, Krishna says, tasma tvamuttishta yasho illabhasvaha jitva shatrun vungsha rajyam samardham mayai vede nihada purvamevam Nimitta matram bhava savyasachin tasmatvamuttishta yasho labhasvam jitva shatrun bhunksharajyam samardham mayai vede nihada purvameva nimitta matram bhava savyasachin tasmatum uttishta. Get up, Arjuna, he says. Yesho lebhasva, if you want the fame, get up. Jitva shantrun bhunksharajyam samardham. Kill all your enemies and enjoy the wealth or the property or whatever the kingdom. Mayai vede nihada purva meva. You don't have to worry about it, they're already killed. Nimitta matram bhava savyasachin. Arjuna, you are only a nimittam. You are just a tool, that's all. I'm using you as a tool to kill them. That's all. If you want fame, that you have killed all of them, you can get involved. Otherwise, you can do what you like. This is Krishna's mood. So, because they have already been killed, they are all killed, they are finished. You will only become a cause in that process. You will just become a cause. Tasmatu muttishta Bhishma Drona Prabhadaya Adhiradhaha. They are all great stalwarts, aren't they? Bhishma Drona and all are great stalwarts. Ajaya Devai Abhi Arjuna Jita Iti. Yesho lebhasva. You will get fame, Krishna says. Kevalam punnehitat prapyada jitva shatrun. By killing all of them. Duryodhana prabhadi. Kill all, including Duryodhana and others. Bhunkshva rajyam samruddham. And enjoy this rajyam. Enjoy this kingdom. Asapnam akandagam. Maya eva ede nihada nishchayinahada prane viyojana. Sharanam sharanam kshepat savyasaji idi uchidi Arjuna. Therefore you get up, he says to them, and people like Drona and Bhishma, even the demigods, they can't fight with them. They are so powerful people. And you will acquire great fame by killing them. And you can only do that and kill Duryodhana also and enjoy this wealth because I've already killed them. Killed them. And you, because Nimitta Matram Bhava Savyasachin, you are only a cause in there. You're only a tool in this whole process. Saying that, Krishna finishes those two verses and then Krishna continues for a while talking about various other things which we'll discuss the next Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.